You all have those, right? How many times do we get fearful and we lay in bed and it's all that consumes us? It's stealing our sleep. It's stealing our joy in the day. How many of us do that, right? So this morning I found it strange because I felt like the Lord said, well, if people have fear, write it down. So can I have somebody to just hand this out? I know Steve used to like to do this. So I was just going to follow suit. So there's a pen and paper, and just write down what you feel in your life. You don't have to share with anybody. Just write that down. And then once you've written it down, I would like you to fold it up. And then I'm going to ask one of the ushers just to put it, walk around with one of the bins there and just throw it in there for me. But, you know, we all have fear in our lives. And what it says in Scripture that I just read, that God is love. And if we walk in fear, that means we are robbed of His love, because we don't walk out in love, we walk out in fear, right? Now, I don't believe God means that we don't belong to Him, right? I don't think that's what the Scripture is saying, that if we have fear in our love, in our life, we don't belong to Him. But what I do believe is God is saying something, because it's a commandment. If you go into Scripture, it says, do not fear. He's telling us, do not fear, do not fear. So if God is saying something, I tend to look at that and I'm like, okay, what does that mean? Do not fear, do not fear. Well, I do fear, you know, because there's a lot of fear. There's really a natural fear for your life. And I'm not small talking that, but what I'm trying to talk about today is the fear that we carry around that we really shouldn't be. The fear of, how am I going to pay my bills tomorrow, right? The fear of, I need to confront this, because this relationship is not good, but I'm wasting my time. The Bible talks about wasting time. It doesn't mean if you have fun, or if you go on a vacation and things like that, or if you rest in, it doesn't say, that's not wasting time. What's wasting time is when you walk around with judgment, or you grudgingly walking to having something against somebody else. You're wasting valuable time in life, right? You're wasting your time, because He's called us to love, right? And I'm going to refer to that all the time, because that's what He wants us to do. It says we can have all things, but if we do not have love, we're nothing, right? So one of the most talked about in this manufacturer's manual that we have called the Bible, God says, do not fear. Okay? So what do you mean? So we sing these great songs, and then all of a sudden we leave here, and then all of a sudden, like I said, reality grips our life again, and we think about, oh, this and this. And it robs us from truly having a communion and a relationship with God. So when God speaks of this commandment, He's actually exposing the number one tactic that the enemy has for us. That's the number one tactic that the enemy has to keep us from the love of God, keep us in relationship, right? That's what he does. Like in a human body, if you dislocate your shoulder or your arm or a leg or something like that, your body doesn't function the way it should, right? Now, the devil cannot take away our relationship with God, but he can dislocate us from it, right? So when he dislocates us from God, he dislocates us from our function and our role as sons and daughters. Right? So now we can't function, because now we're limping around, and that's not how we were created. We were created to be whole, right? We were created not to fear. That's what he says. So it alters the function on how we move and how we do things. So when he brings fear, so it's kind of interesting. God is actually saying, do not fear. But I'm showing you, this is the greatest tactic that the enemy uses, to keep you in a place of dysfunction, right? He keeps you in that place, because now you're worrying about all these other things rather than putting everything under the name of Jesus, right? What a powerful name it is. We sing these songs, but do we live them out, right? And I'm not saying I'm there. I'm just saying this is my dialogue. This is what I'm doing with God every day. It's like, am I doing what you've called me to do? What does that mean, being called to do what you need to do? Just be a son, right? Just be his daughter. Just, that's what you're called to be, is to be his kid, right? Whatever else he says to do, do that. But he's called us to be a part of his family, right? And he's saying, don't fear, because I am who I am, right? So now all of a sudden we got these fears and we buy into these fears. Buying into it, we're actually giving that power. We agreeing with the lie. And then our whole life kind of turns in shambles. And we wonder, where's God in all of this, right? What is he doing? Where is he? Rather than saying, you know what? This is not in the way we were created. The enemy, he says in Scripture, that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So this does not line up with what God is saying, do not fear. Why am I fearful? You know, I just read 1 John 4:8. It says God is love. So when we go back to reset, when we go back to, you know, when we were born again, that's what God did. He loved us before, so now we get to love because he's loved us, right? So when God says, do not fear, he never exposes what we've been doing wrong. He never does that. God doesn't expose us to make us feel guilty or ashamed or anything like that. He's just opening up to us that which is in reach. Grace to be victorious out of fear, from fear. He's given us grace to be victorious in those places of our lives. So what does grace mean to me? I mean, this is what I came up with. Grace, it empowers and it enables me to do things that I couldn't do before. So God's grace is giving me the strength and the power to get over something, right? Because he already knows I can't do it by myself. We can't do anything in our lives when it comes to spiritual life. We cannot do anything in our lives by ourselves. We need God more and more. So what God is merely saying is, right now, those fears that you've written down, there is within reach the capacity for grace. There's the capacity to be enabled and to be empowered to do something about it, to deal with what is coming against you. So that fear, God has given you grace this morning in life. He's given you the grace to have the power to overcome that, right? Now, the experience in the emotion of fear, there's nothing wrong with that. But it's when we start buying into that, it's when we start chipping away on that, that is if we partner with that, that is destructing our lives. That's what the enemy does. He starts killing, stealing, and destroying our joy, our happiness, our love, you know, towards God. So, three scripture verses that I just want to touch on, and then we can go. Isaiah 51:12 says, and just these first few lines, I just want you to hear it. I'm going to read it twice, but just listen to what it says. I'm the one comforting you. What are you afraid of? Or who? I'm the one comforting you. What are you afraid of? Or who? Right? This is what God is asking each and every one of us. He is God. This is what he's saying. He's God. So why are you afraid? And who are you afraid of? Right? So he's telling us that he is the one that's comforting us. So why are we afraid? Why are we afraid? Because now, why are we afraid? So we are allowing fear to dislocate us from our role as a son and a daughter. So why are we fearful if he is the one that's our dad, that he is the one that's comforting? Why are we afraid of things? Why do we agree with the lie that is inferior rather than the truth that is superior to the inferior, into what the devil is. He doesn't have power. We give him that, right? He doesn't have power in our lives. But if we agree with fear, if we agree with negativity, if we allowing him to make that our reality, right? But if we live in God's reality, he's saying, go out, be my son and daughter, and be free to do what you want to do. Isaiah 54:14 says, in righteousness you will be established. You will be far from oppression, for you will not fear. And from terror, for it will not come near you. That's what fear brings. Fear brings oppression. It just puts you in a place where my life sucks. I've got a bad day. This, you know, you guys fill in the blank. You know, my life isn't going great. I got all these bills to pay. I work all this time, and I have nothing to show for it, right? And then we're fearful, and then we kind of just exist. Like Nikki said the other day, we just exist in life. We're not living. We're just existing. We're just on this treadmill, and we just run and run and run and run, rather than like being grateful for what we have, you know. And we need to start refocusing our eyes on from the materialistic things to the spiritual things, and see what really we have, because that will last forever. That's what he says. This is temporal, right? And I know it's hard. I'm just sharing with you guys what I'm going through, what I'm dialoguing with God. It's just, you know, I saw something online somewhere. I think it was Francis Chan. He had this huge piece of rope. And he says, life is, he colored it in red, and it was this little piece. He says, this is life, natural life. And we are so worried about moving from point A to point B to point C to point D. We're so worried, and we get so worked up, and once we get into fear, we're dislocated from what God really wants us to do. But life goes on. Eternally, life goes on. Why are we so fearful about doing things to make this life so easy, rather than being focused on what's to come, right? Because it's without time. We will be with God without time, or out of time for the rest of time. So when God speaks about this command, he's exposing the tactic that the enemy is using to dislocate us from our function of being sons and daughters of God, right? So when we sit back, and after today, and we sit back and we think about these things that come up that we're fearful of. Now, fear doesn't just mean, ooh, I'm afraid, right? It means I'm fearful of stepping out or I'm fearful of if I change in a way, because I've been a people pleaser my whole life. I've been a people pleaser my whole life, right? So if I do something and somebody's not going to like me, I'm afraid, because now all of a sudden I have to alter things so that they will keep on liking me, right? And it's not about the person. It's just God is so in tune with each one of us that he's the one that changes our lives. If we give him permission, and if we walk in his will and ways, he's the one that changes us. We don't have to do a thing. But if we agree with the lie, our lives alter the way. It's spiraling downwards. And all of a sudden we get to a place where we're like, God, where are you in this? And he's like, but I'm the one that's comforting you. But you don't want to receive my comfort. Why are you afraid? I got this. You know, Matthew 6:33, and it's just, he says that he dresses the fields, and he gives the birds food, and they don't worry, you know. And I was outside this morning sitting drinking coffee outside of my house, and I was looking at my grass, and it's like, man, I need to mow. And then I'm thinking, you know, and that's how beautiful God is. Because that just grows, right? Yeah, it rains, but nobody does anything to grass to grow. But here we are, and we're mowing, and we're cutting the grass so it's nice. But it just keeps on growing. So, and again, then John 15 talks about pruning, and it talks about being on the vine, and it just reminds me that he has everything in control. Oh, he has everything in his hands, and I do not have to fear things. Now, don't get me wrong. There are still times that I think about things, but as I start agreeing, I stop myself. I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you running down this path? So like I said this morning, my prayer is that God will awaken us to get to those places when we start moving in a way that alters our functions as sons and daughters. Let's stop and ask the question, God, where are you in this? What's going on? Because I want your heart in this, not mine, right? So don't be afraid. That's the command. Don't be afraid. He's the one that comforts us, and he's the one asking us why we are afraid. And we don't have to be afraid, because if you've given your life to Christ, and I believe all of us have, we're in him. It says that we're in him. You know, we're in him. So fear does not always start as a spiritual thing. Sometimes we just think about, oh, and then all of a sudden, one thought leads into the whole day, and tonight I can't sleep. So those of you who said that has stolen your sleep, right, and you keep on thinking about it, there's something good in that, because that means you know how to meditate, right? Now, if you keep on thinking about something the whole time, you know how to meditate, right? If it keeps you up all night, I know you know how to meditate. And the Word of God says in the Psalms, write these things on the palms of your heart. Keep on meditating about the Word of God, right? And I know we say read the Bible, but God brings us back to the Holy Spirit is reminding us from things that he's done in our lives before. Meditate on those things, because that brings life, it brings growth, it brings newness. And when we start doing that, we will walk out of fear into blossomed sons and daughters of God, right? So I just want to share that with you. So I'm not saying when you go to the doctor and he tells you you have cancer, God forbid that anybody in our body gets cancer. And if he does, I pray that God would give us the words and the authority and things like that to speak into those areas, and not just in our church, but in the body of Christ, so that we can proclaim and we can show the world that there is power in the name of Jesus, right? And not just hyping it up, but that there's true power and there's true authority over these things when we walk as sons and daughters. So I'm not saying when a doctor says, well, Jesus is going to heal me, I'm not saying be in denial. I'm saying acknowledge that. Acknowledge what is going on. Acknowledge that. Surround yourself with people that you feel like you can connect with. But then put that under the one that comforts you. Put that under the one that loves you. Put that under the one that my phone goes back the whole time. I'm sorry. Put that under the one that says you don't need to be fearful, because Scripture says that by his stripes we are healed. You know, and I'm just learning. I'm very new at this. I'm just learning that reciting, is that the word? Over and over, talk over and over, speak over and over. It's useless in just doing that. But once you recite something, you take it in, and then you recite it out in and through your spirit, then it becomes alive. But knowing Scripture, I mean, when I first came here, the first thing that I felt was love. And we were back in on Park Boulevard, and Nikki didn't nag me, she just invited me like four or five times. But the first time I stepped into the church, I felt a love. You know, and there's a song by Jason Upton, he's one of my favorite worship leaders, and it's called, he says that love is a winding road. It goes where nobody knows it goes, right? But then there's a phrase that he says, this love has got a hold of me and I cannot get away from it. And that's how I encountered God. The first time I was open to receive him, that's, I, 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 I encountered this love piece or this love thing that every time I try to run away from it, it's just, if I look around, it's there. It's just, I cannot get away from this. So through that, through my struggles, you know, I have a great father and mother, spiritual mother and father that poured into me, that never looked down on me, that never said, yeah, but you should have, or you were bad and this and that and the other. I got a scolding from Linnea my first year that I became a Christian, but it was never demeaning. It was never, you should have done this. It was out of love, and I could receive it. And I'm here today because of I had people that loved me and is there for me. And I don't need to be afraid if I have something that's going on. I don't need to be afraid to come to those people and say, hey, what is your outlook on this? What do you think? Is there, you know, am I out of whack? Am I not in line? Help me out. You know, not that you don't speak to God about it, but God has put each and every one of us in one another's path for this reason. Because it says you cannot love God if you cannot love your brother and sister. Somebody that you cannot see, you cannot love somebody. If you can't love somebody you can see, how are you going to love somebody that you cannot see, right? And if he's the one that says, I am the one that comforts you, he puts in my life people that comfort me, right? He puts people in my life that helps me with truth when I struggle, right? So those are the things that he's just, that's just coming to my mind. But yes, one thing I want to read, the last one I want to read is Philippians 1, verse 28. And just bear with me if I read this, because it's the Amplified Bible, and you know how to read the Amplified Bible. I'm trying to, because it's got these little brackets. And so just bear with me. It says, and in no way be alarmed or intimidated, in bracket, in anything, by your opponents, for such, in brackets, consistency and fearlessness on your part, bracket, is a, bracket, clear bracket, sign, bracket, proof and a seal, bracket, for them of, in their brackets, their independent destruction, but a clear sign for you of deliverance and salvation, and that too from God. So I'm going to just go into my Bible app and read Philippians 1:28 in what makes sense to me, because that's just a lot of brackets. That's just a lot of brackets. Give me one second, yeah. So Philippians 1:28. I don't want to veer away from this, but 1:28. It is good. It's good. But when I have time at home, I can. Okay. So yeah. So Philippians 1:28 in the New American Standard Bible, it says, "In no way alarmed by your opponents, which is a sign of destruction for them." Right? Who's them? We'll come to that right now. For them. "But of salvation for you, and that too from God." Okay? So when we place fear in the place where fear needs to be, right? If we place fear there, and we understand that when God says, do not fear, he means do not fear, don't be afraid. And if he's saying, I'm showing you the number one tactic that the enemy is using, that the devil is using, is fear to dislocate us from who we are. If I'm saying all of this, now all of a sudden I'm saying to you that their destruction, it's for their destruction, right? Their destruction means it's their doom and gloom. And he's talking about the devil and his demising demonic spirits, right? He's talking about them. He's saying that's their tactic. But now that you, when you start stepping into who I'm calling you to be, into that, the way that I'm comforting you, into the way that I'm loving you, if you start stepping into that and put fear where it needs to be, every time you do that, you are victorious over fear, right? That's what he says. Every time you put fear in its place, you are victorious. Because you are actually saying to the devil that I'm trusting the superior and you're in fear. You're nothing, right? You're nothing. So you are victorious. Seeing God bigger, all superior over the tactic of the enemy that tries to dislocate us from our role and our function. Being overcomers. We have the scripture verse where it says in Romans, is it 8:37? It says that we are overcomers. That's how we were created. We were created to be this. We were created to do this. But we cannot know this if we don't read Scripture, if we don't in relationship with one another, with fellow believers, if we're not in relationship and communing with one another, we do not know the Word. Sean Caston's business record, clouded by scandal and... I don't know what that was, but... So if we put fear in its place, you know, I shared this with Roger the other way. It's like a PA system in hell. When we put fear in its place, it's like a PA system in hell, and it shouts out, "You are doomed. You cannot do anything from where you're at. You are doomed. That's it. So when we become victorious over fear, we are actually telling the enemy, we got one over on you, because in no amount of time do you ever have a place of hope or anything to change. You are doomed. This is your destruction. And the enemy or the demonic forces that runs with that, we are telling them that your time is coming. And that's why the enemy uses fear, because it puts us in a place of being dislocated, and it puts them in a place where they start trying to be superior, because why they doing it is because they don't want to remember. They don't want to know what's coming their way, right? They know what's coming their way, but they want to distract themselves from thinking about that. So just think about that, right? We have this over the enemy that he can never change. He's going to be who he is. The demonic force, that's who they're going to be. There's no hope for them. There's nothing. They are doomed, right? So when we are victorious, we are just shouting over this PA system, hey, this is what's coming your way, right? So in ending, I just would like, Roger, if you would just take those little papers of the people that wrote it down. And, you know, I'm not going to pray over it. I just want, because Linda this morning said that it's the new year, new things, new beginnings, right? So when we move out of here today, this is a place where you don't have to be fearful. This is a place where you need to be, or not need to be, you can be who you are, right? You are loved here. You are loved. Excuse me. You are loved by God unconditionally. You loved here conditionally. No, I'm just kidding. We are moving into a place where you are loved here unconditionally. So you can be free to be you and allow God to show you who you are. So moving forward from here it's a new year. It's new beginnings. Let the old be where the old is. And let's step forward. You know, don't be fearful of stepping forward. Don't be fearful of stepping forward, but be remindful of the one that comforts us. Be remindful of the one that loves us. Be remindful of those things and put fear. And like I said, to close off again, I just want you guys to know, I'm saying, don't be in denial. If the doctor or if something is happening, don't be in denial. And because if you just cover it up, that's not overcoming fear. That's just being stupid. Right, spiritually and naturally. If there's something going on with you, go see the doctor. Please do that. You know, I'm not saying don't. I'm just saying acknowledge this is okay. This is going on. This hurts. Or you know, my life right now, it just feels like everything is ripped apart. Acknowledge that. That's okay. But then bring it under the one that says, do not be afraid. You don't have to be afraid of anything or anyone. That's what he says, right? And I want you guys to hear that. That's who you are. You don't have to be afraid of anything or anyone. No debt is too big. No life is more threat. Your life being threatened, it's not bigger than what God is, right? And as Christians, we have a win-win situation. If we live and we proclaim the gospel, that's amazing. But if we die, that's amazing too, right? Because footsteps that's left in my life from Steve, that's one thing that's like, doesn't get any better than this. It doesn't. Really, it doesn't. And when we start honing down and we become like, well, this, you know, just bring that under God. Just bring that under the one that's superior and not inferior. So I just want to leave you guys with this. I'm not doing anything with this, just so you guys know. I'm just going to throw it away. That's all I've got to do with it. So don't worry, I'm not reading it or anything like that. So by ending, I just would like you guys in this new year, in this new beginning, bring heaven to earth. Let earth look like heaven. There's power in the name of Jesus. I want these words to reside, start resonating in you. Start living that, you know. If a negative thought, if something happens to you and you start playing that in your mind, remember, meditate on what's good. Doesn't that what the word says? It says, think upon these things, things that are good, things that are, how's that verse go, right? Things that are joyous. Yeah, so think upon those things. So I'm going to close the prayer. Lord, I just thank you.